Sophia. In fact, the very word philosophy takes its name from this particular virtue. Philosophia means love of wisdom. And Aristotle's idea here is that this is the virtue which puts all these other virtues together. It's such a tremendous virtue with such a tremendous scope that it brings about in the person who has cultivated this virtue the uniting of those basic insights into first principles with those habits of demonstrations that are typical of science, with some of the arts about knowing how to construct an entire and complete system here, as well, and particularly in ethics, when we are using practical wisdom, the virtue of prudence, to try to make good decisions about this matter. Aristotle's contention in the remainder of his book is about the specific virtue of prudence, and his thesis is this, that what philosophy of ethics, what this love of wisdom with respect to morality requires of us, is that we develop all the virtues in turn and in relation to one another. We have been speaking about them analytically. We've been trying to say what courage was or what temperance is or that enormously complicated project of what justice is, complicated because there's so many ways in which justice occurs. But here, by the end of Book 6, Aristotle has brought his theory to a certain level of completion. We'll be seeing other problems in the remaining lectures. But he's brought the main part of the theory to a completion by bringing the intellectual component that is a necessary condition for any of the moral virtues to take place, and vice versa, the moral component that is a necessary condition for prudence to occur. His idea is that all four of these have to be working together. Let's examine that for just a minute. In order to be courageous or to be temperate or to be just, one clearly has to know how much danger one ought to face, or how much pleasure one ought to seek and allow, or how much giving and taking one ought to do in one's interactions, voluntary or involuntary, with another. The knowledge component of any of those is strong. You have to know the right thing at the right time with the right people. You have to know yourself and feel the right way. Well, for all of that right feeling and right knowing and right time and right place to come into play, prudence needs to be there. One needs to be seeing a situation realistically and deliberating for a long enough time in order to make sure one reaches the right assessment. So it's very obvious that prudence is a necessary condition for the practice, the development of the other moral virtues. But Aristotle also insists that it goes the other way around also, namely that for prudence to take place, one has to have at least some measure of the moral virtues. To see a situation realistically, and not, for example, to see it as just another opportunity for me to make a killing on the market or to deceive and cheat those whom I could manage to pull a fast one on, requires that I be at least minimally just in order precisely to gain in prudence and see things rather than seeing them in some distorted way. Or similarly, if I am a man of great pleasures and a man of tremendous desires, it will be very hard for me to see a situation realistically instead of merely seeing it as another opportunity to please myself or another opportunity to gain a sensory satisfaction, that I need at least some discretion with regard to my feelings and my temper and my emotions and my desires in order to cultivate the intellectual habits of making good judgments and seeing things realistically. Hence his suggestion that these things have a mutual interplay. He closes this book, and we'll begin the next one, with some comments about his intellectual grandfather, Socrates. Aristotle has an enormous respect for Socrates, but there is one important area where he feels the need, in a filial manner, to correct this intellectual grandfather, and it's on this point, that Socrates, at least as Plato presents him, Socrates seemed to think that knowledge was a matter of virtue, that if you really knew, you would do the right thing, and that if you did the wrong thing, you must not have known. Aristotle corrects him, saying, it's necessary to know in order to act rightly, but merely to know does not guarantee that one does act rightly. It's a topic to which we'll turn in the next lecture.